one or two at least. To be absolutely accurate, there is just one idea that came from a song, but I keep the habit up just in case it works again, which it won't, but never mind. The idea for the restaurant at the end of the universe started with a track called Grand Hotel by Procol Harum. Most of the song describes the scene in an opulent restaurant. Silver, candlelight, chandeliers, etc. Then towards the end of the song there is a long orchestral section which builds to a huge climax for no readily apparent reason. I wondered what this climax was meant to signify. I had a bit of toast and thought about it. Well, I thought, it's probably just the universe coming to an end. So now you know how it's done. Simple, isn't it? Interview with Virgin Airlines, conducted by Claire Smith. If there's one man who should know a thing or two about travel, it has to be the guy who's eaten burger and fries in the restaurant at the end of the universe. We tracked down author Douglas Adams at his new home in the States, where he recently relocated for the filming of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. I asked him, "What's your best childhood holiday memory?" My childhood holidays were pretty modest. The highlight was a fortnight in the Isle of Wight when I was about six. I remember catching what I was convinced was a plaice, though it was only the size of a postage stamp and promptly died when I tried to keep it as a pet. Have you been back there since you were a child? I've been back to the Isle of Wight about once. I stayed at a hotel where the evening's entertainment was to turn off the lights in the restaurant and watch as a family of badgers played on the lawn. Where did you go the first time you went on holiday without your parents? I hitchhiked round Europe when I was 18. What did you get up to? I went to Austria, Italy, Yugoslavia, and Turkey, staying in youth hostels and campsites, and supplemented my diet by going on free tours around breweries. Istanbul was particularly wonderful, but I ended up with terrible food poisoning and had to return to England by train, sleeping in the corridor just next to the loo. Ah, magical times. Have you been back there since? I returned to Istanbul once. I was flying back from Australia and arbitrarily decided to stop off in Istanbul on the way back. But getting a taxi in from the airport and staying in a nice hotel instead of getting a ride in on the back of a truck and sleeping in the back room of a cheap boarding house somehow robbed it of its magic. I wandered around for a couple of days trying to avoid carpet sellers and then gave up. Where is the most remote or bizarre place you have ended up? Easter Island is, of course, the most remote place on Earth, famous for being further from anywhere than anywhere else is, which is why it is odd that I ended up there completely by accident and only for about an hour. I learned a very important lesson from this, which was, read your ticket. When were you there and why? I was flying from Santiago to Sydney, and was a bit tired, having spent the previous 2 weeks looking for fur seals, and didn't wake up to what the plane's itinerary was, till the pilot mentioned that we were just coming in for our 1 hour stopover on Easter Island.